with this milestone anniversary coming up on Saturday, that, you know, people today, whether they were alive or not when Columbine happened, are going to know about Columbine. And, you know, of course, with the situation that's been going on in Denver the last couple days, it's all but impossible not to know about it. And so, you know, I think some of the key takeaways that I want my students to know about are really the lessons that we've learned and how they can be, you know, productive citizens in the context of, you know, keeping themselves safe, keeping others safe, you know, if they see something, reporting it to the appropriate channels, and really understanding that Columbine may have been a watershed moment, but it wasn't something where we didn't learn anything. And so I think, you know, really kind of understanding the event, you know, not in the context of the myths that have surrounded it for the last 20 years, but in this sort of pure way, and, you know, really focusing on highlighting the victims, understanding how it impacted a community and what this does, and figuring out ways that we can give back in the honor of the 13 victims and the community at large in a meaningful way that, you know, they take something broader away from it besides just the lessons.
Yeah, that's an excellent perspective. Do you take any political positions on things like what should happen in schools or gun control or any of that?
I do not. I firmly believe that my job as a researcher is to, you know, thoroughly investigate these subjects and to put forth into the universe evidence that people can use to make informed decisions one way or another. I choose not to take a political stance, and of those issues that I do choose to address, like school safety, the solutions that I typically work within are nonpartisan. You know, my goal and my focus is to make sure that communities don't become parkland, because I've seen what this does to your community when it happens. And so for me, it's really important to do all I can to make sure Syracuse and other surrounding communities don't share in that similar fate. But I think, you know, coming at it from a place of, listen, I'm here to keep your kids safe, doesn't matter where on the political spectrum you fall, we can all agree that kids should be able to go to school and come home in one piece.